text alerts.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I attended John A. Gibson School in the elementary days. This property is especially important to me. I am the founding member of the JHPA that led the charge since its inception. And now we need to relocate because of, let me tell you why, $16,000 monthly mortgage. We're not using the 40,000 square feet, we're only using half of it. We would like to purchase the John A. Gibson School for our new home. This will be a returning back to my old school and neighborhood. Thank you, and please consider this request.
So this is Celestine Lewis talking at the Escambia County School Board meeting last week and basically begging them to let her organization, the Jacqueline Harris Preparatory Academy, acquire the Gibson School instead of the city of Pensacola acquiring it and restoring it to being, you know, a schoolhouse because, you know, they don't really need the full space that they're in right now. The rent got way high. I think $16,000 a month is what had been either reported or she had said. And so as they were about to ratify a reduction in the sale price to the city, this is the project that the mayor has been wanting to do so that they can protect the building and probably not make it any kind of a school. It probably can't happen. It's going to be very expensive to remediate the things that are inside that building and then use the rest of the grounds around that building in order to, you know, do affordable housing is kind of what the mayor has had in mind for this. Fred Gunther, who's a real estate guy, I think is right. He says,
I've been working with Miss Lewis and Jacqueline Harris Preparatory Academy for a while now. Helping them with their need to downsize and find an alternative location. We just found out about the city's request to reduce the price of the former Gibson School property to $260,000. It's on your agenda this evening.
Yeah, the in September, according to the good reporting by Jim Little and the PNJ, the board had agreed to sell it to the city for $700,000. Investigation due diligence says about $500,000 worth of remediation needs to be done. So they had dropped the price significantly down to that $275,000. And, you know, Fred Gunther is saying, look, we can take it. And we're aware of the problems.
The school is aware the building's flooded, you know, contains mold and has a lot of problems. Regardless, it is willing to pay, $275,000 for the property, has submitted a cash offer. With no contingencies whatsoever, with a $50,000 deposit as good faith, closing in 3 weeks.
So that'd be $15,000 above what the city has offered, which, you know, typically in real estate, you might think that. But, you know, the kind of the response on this is, look, we're not in negotiations on this anymore. I mean, we're in negotiations with the city, but we're not in the, like, kind of the offer phase of this. Sean Dennis explained that. But before he got a chance to, Celestine Lewis again, with, you know, just kind of her thoughts on this and kind of the worry, the feel that there might be some kind of hidden agenda, backroom deal, you know, we've got an offer out there, but we can't get inroads of the city, whatever.
Let me say something. I've been in Pensacola. I want to set up and tell you my age because maybe you wouldn't want to believe it. But I've seen how deals done. I don't want to call this out. But if there are some hidden agendas, let it be known. Because I would like for that to be the home of Jacqueline Harris Preparatory Academy. I rest my case.
Now, she's passionate. I don't have any reason to believe that there is anything, you know, weird, nefarious, backroomy, secret deals, whatever going on here, hidden agendas. You know, but I know people who are passionate, and also I would say that in Escambia County, there's some history, generally speaking. But that doesn't mean that there's any reason to believe current administration or current developments are going that way. I don't see any evidence in this case that there's anything like that. Carissa Bergosh, new school board member for District 4.
Miss Lewis,
We thank you so much for coming up to us, and we share your passion. We appreciate and respect your passion. We want to make sure that, because we know this building is very old and has a lot of issues, hit with hurricanes and a lot of damage, and not just. I know, but we care about the money.
If you give it to me, I get it. If you not give it to me, if you let us pay for it, we'll have a school there. Thank you so much.
Hey, anybody else? Any more discussion?
So, you know, not going down without a fight, but as Sean Dennis explained, Assistant Superintendent.
To be perfectly clear, every agency and every potential buyer in this community had an opportunity to provide offers for this property. And we accepted, after we did due diligence and had our time out there publicly advertised, we accepted the best offer at that time. There was no offer tendered by this group or any other group for that property during that period. And we have negotiated in good faith and fairness with the city of Pensacola.
Yeah, and Keith Leonard, superintendent, had said, you know, what message do you want me to send to tell the mayor about how we've been working with them all this time and in good faith, and then all of a sudden we decided to, you know, either go with or consider other offers. Can you come back with a higher counteroffer? You know, I mean, if that's the message the board sends, and that's the message the board sends. But he didn't seem, in my opinion, particularly eager to have to be the bearer of that message. And that's kind of what Sean Dennis is saying. Look, we had an application period that closed. The city was the best offer. We're not really taking applications anymore. And there's always kind of these fairness and process late in the game. You know, is it okay to let somebody come in late and make an offer and, you know, nix a deal? Well, until it's done, it's not done. But at the same time, you have, you know, reputations and goals on either side. I don't particularly have a preference in terms of outcome. I want to see the building preserved. And if we can build stuff on that land that makes for housing, great. If the building gets preserved as the Jacqueline Harris Preparatory Academy home and you get other stuff developed on that land, you know, great. I want to see that happen. I don't really particularly care who winds up doing it. They had the vote.
There's nothing left to do but vote.
Passage 3-2.
So Kevin Adams, Paul Fetsko, and Tom Harrell voted yes, and then Carissa Bergosh and David Williams voted no, which surprised me to have a 3-2 vote on something like that. But that means that the city is going to go ahead with the project. They're going to buy it at 260 and, you know, work on the remediation. And, you know, I've kind of heard the mayor talk about this as well. 616 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. We got PJ with our traffic on the fives.
Thanks, Andrew. There is a travel advisory in place for State Road 85 as you head towards Eglin Air Force Base. That is the Turkey Creek, Parish Creek area. There's fog in the area, so please use caution. I-10, I-110, looking good. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
You know, if you're looking for that next vehicle, or maybe, like, you're not quite there yet, because I know the way we usually do it is, you know, you don't want to go shopping for food when you're hungry. You go shopping when you can think clearly about it. The same thing with the car. Like, when your car is broken and you've got to get a new car, that's not really the best time to go shopping for a car. I mean, you might be forced into it, you know, if there's been an accident or if something major expensive suddenly breaks, but you typically have some warning when it's kind of getting to the end of that relationship, and that's when you start to go, and you should start to go looking, you know, maybe 6 months out, because then you can really sort of dispassionately look around, and you can say no to things that aren't quite right instead of feeling stressed to take a deal that isn't quite the right one for you, or pressured on price, or whatever the case may be. And, of course, you won't feel that at Frontier Motors, but the reason I say go there is because you can get a real sense of the landscape. Try a bunch of different cars, decide what you like and don't like, and listen, you're going to drive a car for a long time. Don't make a quick decision. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've made quick decisions on cars, and then there's like that one thing that just aggravates you that you didn't pay enough attention to. Well, that's part of the value of going and going back and going back and looking and being slow and deliberate about it, and then when the time comes, make your decision. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years with a great selection of good quality used cars right behind that big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Did you know that with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, home buyers can choose their location, floor plans, and even certain home features? It's true. With an affordable mortgage, you can build the home of your dreams, tailored to your needs and preferences, all depending on availability and qualifications. Don't wait. Start your journey to home ownership with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity today. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org to learn more and apply today.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily. Visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. Tomorrow at 9, with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Costa del Ex, Lutherville, Marina del Ex, Otisburg. Otisburg?
Who's Tess Monster? She's got her own place, man.
Otisburg?
It's a little bitty place.
Otisburg?
I don't know why the passing of Gene Hackman has caught me so unexpectedly. I mean, he was, what, 95? You know? He had, you know, volunteered as he was a Marine back in, like, World War II. I mean, like, you know, he's not young, right? I mean, it's not that surprising when somebody at that age passes away. Of course, we don't know the circumstances. He and his wife and also their family dog were discovered at their home by the sheriff, and we don't know, as you know, Fox News has been doing a good job of covering this. We don't know what happened. We don't know who called for the welfare check or what it was. You know, they say no foul play involved, and of course, immediately your brain runs to speculation, especially when the dog, that seems very strange. But if there'd been a gas leak or a carbon monoxide, I mean, it's sort of plausible. I don't know. Nobody knows at this point. I mean, you know, presumably the ME knows, but we don't know. But it was the news I wasn't expecting when I woke up this morning. And I realized as I was looking over his, you know, his filmography, his career, just how many of, and I kind of knew it already, but how many movies I love that he was not the lead, but he was the vital character actor. He was the crucial supporting actor. You know, he was like one of my very favorite movies, Enemy of the State.
You're either incredibly smart or incredibly stupid.
We'll see in a minute. Watch out for the FBI.
You know, he's the, like, retired CIA guy helping Will Smith. A great character in that movie. Or, like, in, you know, he's Harry Zinn in Get Shorty.
Ray Barboni?
Who is this?
Is this the guy they call Ray Bones?
It depends. Who is this?
Who is this?
This is the one telling you the way it is.
Just he's, you know, and he's taking on like Chili Palmer's role, John Travolta, and trying to beat a tough guy with an actual tough guy. Like it's a great character. Or like again, a personal favorite of mine in Unforgiven. Unforgiven is one of the best westerns ever made.
Now the duck of death is as good as dead because Corky does it right. Aims real careful, no hurry,
and
bam. Walker Colt blew up in his hand, which was a failing common to that model.
Oh, and I mean, like I said, just all these movies. You know, I know the French Connection and the, you know, with Superman 1 and 2, and I think 4, if I'm not mistaken, also. Crimson Tide, a great Navy movie. Denzel Washington and Gene Hackman in Crimson Tide. That is a fabulous sub movie. So just all of these things and thinking, as I always say, when somebody who's, you know, done a lot of making my life better, richer, more enjoyable, when they pass away, it's always a sad thing. But then I'm always grateful for what they did, you know, to make my life better. You have a particular favorite, PJ, for Gene Hackman?
Behind Enemy Lines.
Oh, it's a great movie. Mm-hmm. That's Owen Wilson, right, as the pilot?
Luke, isn't it Luke?
Well, I thought it was Owen. Cause
maybe it's Owen.
I can't picture Luke Wilson with the black hair in that role. It's always, a blonde, so it'd be Owen
Wilson.
Owen.
You're right.
But yeah, no, a fantastic movie. Hoosiers, I guess he was more of a lead actor in that one.
Yes,
but,
he was.
You know, but again, all of these movies. Let's see, 7, 6, 14, a hike. 624 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, Doug Underhill. God, I was literally telling you at the top of the hour, I don't know what story to do today. I have so many things to cover. Like, I have 12 hours of stuff to cover today, and, you know, a scant 4 hours to do it in, and I'm doing a... I am always the guy who thinks about the things I didn't do instead of being, like, super happy with the thing I did. Makes me miserable a lot when I think about this show. Like, oh, we should have done this. Doug Underhill gets a win in the long run. God, it took long enough. And the basically, the appeals court says that the Ethics Commission was wrong, and super wrong on what they did. Basically, the short of it, it's a long, complicated story, but the short of it is that the administrative law judge said ABC, and then the Ethics Commission said, no, A+, B+, C+, and they added unjustly to what the administrative law judge said to do. And now finally, after all these appeals, the appeal court said, no, the ALJ was right, Doug Underhill was right on these issues, and the Ethics Commission was wrong, and wrong again, and committed an injustice in going beyond their power to overpunish him, everything from overcharging him to giving a very poor justification for their recommendation that he be removed from office, which, of course, is moot at this point since he's long out of office. But it's definitely a vindication. It's not 100% vindication, but it's a pretty large vindication for former Commissioner Underhill, who, full disclosure, is a good friend. You know, I get along great with Doug. But, you know, this is what he has always said, is that we would win in the end, and he did win in the end on those particular counts. 626 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. PJ's got traffic on the fives. PJ?
We are not seeing any major accidents or slowdowns on the roadways. I-10, 110 are looking good. Also, Gulf Beach Highway, not showing any signs of delay. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David, I literally broke the exact promise I just told you about, trying to get you closer to the 15 to 20, and then I come into this long spiel, and it's not, you know, 25 after before we get to you, so I apologize.
Well, that's okay.
I misled you once again.
I'm not a complainer, so I'm okay. Hey, we've got an update on Pope Francis. Apparently, he's showing some slight improvement today. The latest update says that the Pope slept well overnight and is resting still in the hospital this morning. There's a new Pentagon memo that says transgender service members will be separated from the military unless they're able to get an exemption. Memo yesterday said the Pentagon has to create a process to identify transgender service members within 30 days, and then they'll have 30 days after that to separate them from the military. And, Andrew, there's a commercial lunar lander on its way to the moon today.
Falcon 9 carrying IM-2's lunar lander Athena has successfully lifted off of pad 39A. We're heading to the moon.
And Athena was launched on a SpaceX Falcon 9 last night at the Kennedy Space Center. This is created by Intuitive Machines. It's their second lunar lander. They also created Odysseus, which landed on the moon's south pole about a year ago. Athena is expected to land March 6th, and their job will be to look for water on the moon.
All right, David, thanks so much. By the way, I don't know. There has to be somebody out there listening who saw this last night. My wife and I were out taking our walk. It's fairly late, actually, for us, but it was at 8:18 p.m. We were walking and headed east, and I see just above the horizon, the best I can describe it is a large orange light that, by size at the distance it was, seemed kind of like a street lamp. If it was a street lamp up close, it would have been that size, so pretty small, smaller than the moon, like maybe a fifth of the size of the moon or smaller. An orange light. And I thought, I didn't really notice it at first. And then I'm like, oh, that's weird. And then it turned into like sparkles, like explosions or something, like a small set of them. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. And then the light came on again, and I'm grabbing my phone. I'm too slow. And then that became like fireworksy sparkles kind of thing. My best guess, this is east, like over Milton, is kind of the direction it seemed like. And I'm like, is that ordnance testing at Eglin? I don't know what's going on. And, you know, too slow to get evidence. So I asked on Facebook, and a lot of people are like, I don't know, but I want to know too. One person said they live in Baghdad, and their Ring camera group had said that they heard two explosions that would sort of fit what I saw. But it didn't seem like anything. It wasn't like fireworks. It wasn't like, you know, a plane putting off its, you know, its defense mechanism. It was a weird thing. And I don't know what it was, and if anybody knows, or if anybody even saw it or has a picture or a video, I would love to have that. So text me at 437-1620. I know several people said, well, they had the SpaceX launch 2 hours too late. SpaceX was in the 6 o'clock hour, and this was in the 8 o'clock hour. So, and I don't think there's any chance you could see a SpaceX launch from Pensacola. I mean, up in the sky, high up, maybe, especially on Ranch or something like that, but certainly not.
Well, this could be a mystery for Mulder and Scully.
Get him out of retirement. Yeah, for sure. We got texts in here. People said they loved him in Birdcage. They loved the bad guy character in The Quick and the Dead. Yeah, I mean, just it's almost an insult to call Gene Hackman a character actor, but he was the character actor that was so good, so ordinary looking, you know, right? He wasn't like the hottie or whatever. But he was the good guy who wasn't so good, and he was the bad guy who wasn't so bad. I mean, he was a great actor.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The actor Gene Hackman is dead, 95 years old, found with his wife Betsy Arakawa and their dog at their home in New Mexico. Among his best roles, the corrupt sheriff Little Bill Daggett in Unforgiven.
All right, gentlemen, he's got one barrel left. When he fires that, take out your pistols and shoot him down like the mangy scoundrel he is.
Police say there's no indication of foul play. An order to resume foreign aid payments by today is put on hold by Chief Justice John Roberts. The Trump administration says the United States Agency for International Development is wasteful and corrupt.
Democrats criticized recent cuts to USAID by the Trump administration and the Department of Government Efficiency, saying services provide international aid to 212 countries around the world to, quote, promote international peace and security.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz, challengers are told to respond by noon tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 54 degrees in Pensacola this morning. Well, the Mardi Gras parade is happening on Saturday. If you're going to be downtown for the festivities, though, you might want to leave just a little bit early. A big security change this year is that Bayfront will be closed from Wahoo Stadium to Veterans Memorial Park, and that's going to happen about an hour before that parade starts.
There's 100,000 people going down there. You know, when I go to a football game with 100,000 people, I don't plan on parking 40 minutes before the game, you know. So, you know, that's just going to be the new normal, is to say if you do want to park there, you certainly can.
And those changes being made for security reasons, of course, that's Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves there. He did tell News Radio yesterday, though, that Bayfront will be reopened soon after the parade ends, but Palafox will still be closed, of course, until street sweepers have been able to clean up. Florida's FWC weighing options for a statewide black bear hunt. Officials say the number of bears has grown significantly in the last 25 years, and they're now overpopulated, not here in Northwest Florida, but in some other parts of the state.
A regulated hunt, if carefully controlled, can be a responsible tool for managing the bear population. It can reduce overcrowding, which helps prevent both bear and human harm.
That's the FWC's Gary Lester. Now, if they were to approve a bear hunt, it would be the first since 2015. That hunt actually was shut down after only 2 days when their limit of 320 bears was reached early. The FWC is asking for opinions from residents, and you can email them to bearcomments@myfwc.com. Pensacola's Habitat for Humanity has completed some new homes on Massachusetts Avenue near Mobile Highway. Those homes range anywhere from 1,100 to 1,400 square feet. Pensacola's Habitat says it took their volunteers about 1,000 hours to build each of those homes. The state's expanding its partnership with ICE to stop illegal immigration. Governor DeSantis announcing yesterday he's given all 67 county sheriffs in Florida the authority to act as federal immigration agents. That would allow deputies to enforce immigration laws in the course of their regular duties. The governor said if all states did that, the illegal immigration problem could go away much quicker and communities would be safer. Well, Republican Congressman Byron Donalds announced his run for governor this week. He's already been endorsed by President Trump. Barry University's Sean Foreman says he's expecting other candidates to jump in soon, such as Governor Ron DeSantis' wife, Casey.
She's going to run for this election. She's going to have to gear up and make that announcement pretty soon before Donalds gets all the momentum and all the attention and becomes a really strong front runner.
And on the Democratic side, there's no clear choice yet for who would be running. Some early possibilities include Democrat Party Chair Nikki Fried, Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava, and State Senator Jason Pizzo. 635 at News Radio 92.3, PJ has our traffic.
This traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still just the travel advisory on the traffic board. State Road 85 as you head towards Eglin Air Force Base, the Turkey Creek, Parish Creek area. There's fog in that area, so please use caution. Otherwise, I-10, 110, looking good. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at some clouds throughout the day today. 20% chance of a stray sprinkle. Otherwise, cloudy skies, high near 72. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 48. For Friday, we will have sunny skies, high near 68 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 48 degrees. On Saturday, looking at some sunny skies with a high near 70 and a low near 50 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, it is a beautiful morning. We've got sunshine, 54 degrees here in Pensacola. 54 also in Gulf Breeze this morning. And Milton reporting temperature right now at 47 degrees. Your next news at 7 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Trump administration has asked federal agencies to draw up plans to cut staff, review existing contracts, and freeze workers' credit cards, accelerating the president's efforts to reduce the federal government's spending. Agencies are directed to submit their plans by March 13th. British energy company BP has confirmed that it will slash spending on green ventures and increase its oil and gas production. In a statement titled Reset BP, the company said it will reduce its spending on net zero transition businesses by $5 billion a year. By contrast, it said it would increase its investments in oil and gas production by about 20% to $10 billion. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang said next-generation AI will need 100 times more computing power than older models as a result of new reasoning approaches that think about how to best answer questions step by step. NVIDIA reported a 78% increase in sales from a year earlier and a 93% jump in data center revenue. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Ladies, are you looking to make a big difference in the new year? I'm Martha Holden, president of Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, a woman's philanthropic group that has awarded over $17 million to nonprofit organizations in our community. Women 18 and older are invited to upcoming meet and mingle events, with March 1st as our membership deadline. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit Impact100Pensacola.org.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Like to slice and dice our country into red states and blue states. Red states for Republicans, blue states for Democrats.
Nice thing about you, Joe, is that you can sound like a liberal, but at heart you're an American.
Who filed it?
Who filed it? Oh, it's fun to hear Reese's voice after so long. Man, she's great. My long train of former producers who go on to other things, you know. So PJ is still sitting in for John Pickens. We'll be back on Monday. PJ is filling in for JP. I just realized that. That's kind of weird. But okay, fine. We'll take it. No big deal. So the
Big John.
Yeah, that's right. So the who filed it concept is I tell you a bill that's been filed for the legislative session that starts on Monday. My God, so soon. And then you tell me whether you think it was filed by a Republican or a Democrat.
Okay.
Some are easy. Some are hard. Some are meant to misdirect. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Go. HB 53, sales of ammunition, requires a background check for sale or transfer of ammunition. Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
Democrat, that's right. Dan Daly. Good. You're one for nothing so far, or one for one so far. HB 51, elections, would make it so that write-ins don't count as opposition in the general election to close off the primary. Also, that write-ins would have to pay a qualifying fee or do a petition. They wouldn't be able to just for free sign up and, as they do now, close off the election. By the way, qualifying fee is 3% of your salary. Who wants that, Republicans or Democrats?
Republican?
Yeah, it is a Republican in this case, although this bill has been withdrawn because Joel Rudman was the sponsor, and, of course, he dropped out in order to run for Congress. He actually had some pretty interesting bills. I didn't agree with all of them, but some of them were very interesting. I hope they get picked up by other people. Two for two. Wow. It never happens. Anyway, SB 100, display of flags by government entities. A governmental entity may not erect or display a flag that represents a political viewpoint, including but not limited to a political, partisan, racial, sexual orientation, gender, political ideology, or viewpoint. The governmental entity must remain neutral when representing political viewpoints in displaying or erecting a flag. You are allowed to... there's actually a clause in here that... a member of the U.S. Armed Forces or National Guard may use reasonable force to prevent the desecration, destruction, or removal of the United States flag as well. So who wants to make it so that flags are non-political on government buildings and that military folks can actually physically prevent people from desecrating a flag?
Republican.
It is a Republican. Randy Fine, who is also going to be leaving the State House, but he did it the right way. He stayed to fill out his term, and he'll be, he's trying to be a congressman, most likely will be. Let's see, three for three, doing well. HB 65, sale, transfer, and storage of firearms. In order to acquire a firearm, you would have to go through a gun dealer and do an official background check for private sales and transfers and all of that. And there's some other stuff, there's exemptions for law enforcement, military, National Guard, family members. But otherwise, private sales would have to go through a gun store or a gun dealer and do a background check. Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
Ah, your first mistake. That's a Democrat bill.
Okay.
They're the ones that want everybody to have a background check. And
I thought that, but then I was like,
I know. I kind of talked you out of
that
one.
Private
with
dealer
the
thing.
The law enforcement. Yeah, I know. I tricked you. Okay, three and one. Let's see. HB 67, acceptance of cash payments by businesses, makes it mandatory that a business who deals in person must accept cash and cannot require you to use a credit card. There's exemptions to online sales only, telephone, mail, you know, that kind of stuff. But anybody who has like a shop or a store or a food truck or whatever would have to take cash along with other forms of payment. Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
Republican. Yeah. But this is another one that's been withdrawn because it was Joel Rudman bill.
Okay.
I like this, but I like the idea of making sure that people can still use cash to buy their things. Again, we'll see if anybody else picks that one up. HB 69. Be quiet, Bill and Ted. Regulation of presidential libraries. This says that no local municipality, county, or city government can interfere with the creation of a presidential library. A county, municipality, or other political subdivision of the state may not enact or enforce any ordinance, resolution, rule, or other measure governing the establishment, maintenance, or operation of a presidential library or impose any requirement or restriction thereon except as otherwise authorized by federal law. Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
Why?
It just kind of feels like this is something geared towards Trump.
It absolutely is. This is the Trump bill. This is the, we want Trump to have a presidential library in the Miami-Dade area. That's right. Filed by Alex Andrade, our state representative for District 2. So let's see. That's a 4-for-6 so far. You're doing really well. Recall of county officers and commissioners, HJR 77, because this would take a constitutional amendment. Who wants to make it possible to do a recall on county officers, you know, the sheriff, the clerk of the court, the comptroller, or commissioners? Who wants to do that, Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
It is Republican. Another Joel Rudman bill that has, again, gone by the wayside because he is not any longer in office. HB 81. Oh, this is going to be a hard one. You ready? Okay, designation of state birds. Oh, my God. Every year we have a fight in Tallahassee over the state bird. It's the most inane thing. Designates the American flamingo as the official state bird and the Florida scrub jay as the official state songbird. Let's be as inclusive as we can. Moving aside the mockingbird. Getting rid of the mockingbird, which it currently is. And I kid you not, every year we have these bills. Okay, Republican or Democrat, who wants to change the state bird to the scrub jay and the flamingo?
That better be bipartisan, first of all. But I'm going to go ahead and say Democrat.
It's Republicans in this case. Jim Mooney and Chip LaMarca in this case. So that puts you at 5-3. Let's do a quick traffic break. We'll come back. Are you enjoying this game so far?
I am.
All right, good. We'll come back to this in just a second. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Okay. This traffic report is brought to you by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage for a limited time. Go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off. Still just that travel advisory, State Road 85, right near Eglin Air Force Base. The Turkey Creek, Parish Creek area, there's fog in that area. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. All right, back to the game. Who filed it? You tell me, Republican or a Democrat, when I tell you what the bill is all about. SB 144. HB is for House, Senate bill is SB, okay? SB 144, marriage between persons of the same sex, repeals the provisions relating to marriage between persons of the same sex, deleting a prohibition on the recognition of same-sex marriages. Interesting fact. Florida currently has a prohibition in our state law against gay marriage. But, of course, the Supreme Court case rendered that moot. So it is an unenforced current moot law, essentially, on the books. And this is wanting to repeal that prohibition. Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Democrat. Tina Scott-Polsky, every year. And every year the Republicans ignore it. So the commitment is to keep the completely unenforced prohibition on gay marriage on the books in Florida for whatever reason either side cares, because it's 100% moot. Let's see. Education. HB 120.
Make sure you get credit there.
What's that?
Make sure you get credit.
He's watching. You're
me not writing
the score.
It down.
I do not care about the content. I do not care about the entertainment. I want my damn credit. Okay. Perfect. Fantastic. There will be no prize at the end, but we'll pretend there is. The prize is pride, which is the greatest prize there is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. HB 123, education. Revising provisions relating to converting charter schools, allowing a municipality like, say, Pensacola, to apply for a job engine charter under certain conditions to create and or acquire charter schools in the municipality, which would be separate from, like, say, Escambia County Public Schools running the charter school or overseeing it. Republican or Democrat? I know. It's not obvious.
Republican.
It is Republican. And it is Alex Andrade who wants this. And it is for the city of Pensacola as well as other cities. Mm-hmm. Basically, the idea is to expand school choice options outside of the ones that already exist. So let's see. Seven. Use of firearm. Possession or use of a firearm in a sensitive location. SB 188. Which would make it so that basically healthcare facilities licensed by the state, hospital, nursing home, residential facility couldn't take a gun into any of these places. Any building owned or operated by a governmental entity. Like right now, you can't go into court with a gun. You can't go into a sitting meeting of the legislature or the city council with a gun. But this would mean that all those buildings, any park, recreational area, playground owned by the state, city parks and county parks, religious institutions, public libraries would all be prohibited from having guns in them, Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
100%. Yeah, this is Lori Berman. She is an absolute gun grabber. Hates guns, never saw a gun she liked, and every bill that comes out on this topic is usually sponsored by her in the Senate side. So good guess. She wants no guns anywhere. And this is as close as you can get. She files this bill every year. It never goes anywhere. Or somebody files this bill every year, and it never goes anywhere, of course, in the legislature with the Republicans. SB 226, smoking in public places. This would prohibit it. You currently have a lot of public, you know, place smoking is actually prohibited. But under the indoor workplace ban, like you can't smoke in workplaces, mm-hmm. okay, they're going to use that same bill to expand that to include streets, sidewalks, highways, public parks, public beaches, and common areas inside and outside of schools, hospitals, government buildings, apartment buildings, office buildings, lodging establishments, restaurants, transportation facilities, and retail shops would all become no smoking areas. Also, it would add marijuana. Oh, no, sorry, that's a different bill. Sorry, I'm getting them confused. Oh, no, that's right, yeah. It adds marijuana to the list of prohibited smoking things. So, vaping, cigarettes, but it still protects you in your smoking of cigars. So, at least I believe that's one. So, who wants this, Republicans or Democrats?
Republican.
It is Republicans. Joe, you're too good at this. Joe Gruter's Republican. I was surprised that Joe Gruter's was the one filing that. And then, let's say, last one for now. I don't know, we might get two more in here. SB 208. Agreement among the states to elect the president by national popular vote. Basically, the workaround end around for the Electoral College. This says that when you take all of the states, which collectively have enough votes to be a majority of the Electoral College, all of those states agree amongst themselves that whichever candidate wins the national popular vote, all of their electors will go to that candidate, essentially trying to render moot the Electoral College through this extra constitutional workaround because states control their own elections. Mm-hmm. Okay, is kind of the idea here. Who wants to get rid of the Electoral
Democrat.
College? That's exactly right. Yeah. Arrington Berman against Tina Scott Polsky. That's exactly right. And then last one here. Oh, I'll give you credit for it. Don't want to miss your credit. equal rights for men and women. Senate concurrent resolution 198. That means it's a, you know, you've got to ask for the big vote for a constitutional resolution. Equal rights for men and women, ratifying the proposed amendment to the United States Constitution relating to equal rights for men and women, which what was it, in the 70s proposed and I think has actually expired. I think the time limit for even ratifying it has expired. So this
it expired, but Biden tried to approve it as he left office.
Yeah, it's just weird. Okay, so who wants the equal rights amendment? Democrats.
Democrats. Or,
yeah, that's exactly right. That's a pretty easy one. That's a layup for you.
All right,
all right, there you go.
What's
so you got 11 to 3.
Nice.
You want my job?
I'll take the bragging rights.
6:52 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We will have more in subsequent days and or segments. I don't know if it's not fun playing with you. You're too good at it. So it's usually kind of entertaining because it's hard to figure out. Anyway, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want somebody who's going to take good care of you, know the terrain, understand the marketplace. And, you know, a lot of times we think like of the market. What is the market doing? Is now a good time to buy or sell? It depends. Not just on what the market is doing, but also on what each individual market is doing. You know, might be a good time to buy in Gulf Breeze and a terrible time to buy in Milton. Or a good time to buy in Cantonment, a terrible time to buy in Warrington. You know, like each market, and then within each place, it's not just the market there, it's the price. You know, could be a good time to buy homes at 300 and maybe a terrible time to buy them at 700. Just different markets. There's all these different little markets and all of that matters. And understanding how that works is an important part of being a good real estate agent. And how do you get that knowledge? Well, by doing a lot of transactions. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty in 2023 had 175 sales and last year had 165 sales. 3.5 a week, every week, every week, every week. They're just repeatedly selling homes and helping people buy homes as well, and just making sure that you get the best deal, buying or selling. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. I've now practiced law for over 44 years. I'm proud to say that my three sons are my law partners. We have five offices throughout the Panhandle: Pensacola, Milton, Crestview, Fort Walton, and Navarre. If you have been injured due to the negligence of another, call us at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC now recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Join Pensacola Opera and Cody Martin Tuesday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel for discussion of the upcoming show, Pagliacci, March 14th and 16th at the Pensacola Sanger Theater. A reflection of real life, love, jealousy, and a little drama never killed anybody. For tickets, go to PensacolaOpera.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody liked Ed Earl, especially Ed Earl.
Oh, that's interesting. I was asking PJ if he knew that movie, Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, and you said you'd heard of it but hadn't seen it.
I'm aware of it but never saw it.
Same. We watched it maybe a year or so ago, and entertaining. I don't know what I exactly expected, but, you know, Burt Reynolds and Dolly Parton, of course, it's going to be entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let's go to you now for traffic on the five, sir.
Traffic brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands. Expert installation, 24/7 support, GeneratorSource.com. Looks like there is a disabled vehicle with a roadblock at Avalon Boulevard and Cinnamid Road, Milton?
Cyanamid.
Thank you. Appreciate the assist there. Roadways block, use caution in that area. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Texas is reporting the first measles death in the U.S. since 2015. That was confirmed by officials in Lubbock yesterday. The Department of State Health Services there says the patient was an unvaccinated school-age child, and that measles outbreak in Texas so far has infected over 120 people. Actor Gene Hackman has died at 95. Police in New Mexico say Hackman, his wife, and their dog were found dead in their Santa Fe home yesterday. The deaths are currently under investigation. There's a Grammy-winning Latin band, Andrew, that's had to cancel some concerts after being threatened in Tijuana with a severed head. Mexican band Grupo Firme, was scheduled to perform on March 1st, a Mexican newspaper says the group had to cancel their show after a large banner appeared along the highway leading to that town that was threatening to kill the band members if they performed. And beside the banner was a box containing an unidentified human head.
Oh, God.
That's how you can tell they really don't want you there.
And no sign of Brad Pitt or Morgan Freeman anywhere.
No, at least it doesn't say. Now, here, this is going to be a shocker,
story.
But authorities suspect the message came from the cartel.
Wait, what now?
Yep, that's what I said.
Run that one by me again, because it doesn't, I can't add that up.
Does not compute.
God. You know, just when you'd forgotten how brutal and awful things can be south of the border, and, I mean, sometimes north of the border, too, but south, but just, it's like, I don't want to... I mean, Mexico is a failed state. I mean, or at least many parts of it. And the corruption and everything. It's bad. It really is. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 658 on News Radio 92.3. Jeff Bezos. This is, for those of you who follow sort of big media stuff, this is a huge announcement. The you know, of course, Jeff Bezos is Amazon and Washington Post, and you know, he's one of the other Lords of the Universe kind of people. The Washington Post opinion section is now by goal going to be embracing personal liberties and free markets. Their words. Their opinion page editor quit over the decision. Basically, Bezos said, you can either embrace this or leave. And he said, yeah, I'm out. That's a major move to what you, some would say to the right, some would say to traditional American values. I mean, the Wall Street Journal has always kind of embraced this on their opinion page. But to not allow dissenting views on those core matters to be represented, it's a big change. And listen, I know a lot of people hate the Washington Post. Washington Post is definitely one of the premier papers in the United States. New York Times, Washington Post, and of course the Wall Street Journal would be the top ones.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP.